Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says so, I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Tuesday night, I tell you what, got a lot of crazy things going on around the world. Brother Russell, how you all doing? You hanging in there?
Oh, yeah, we're doing all right down here in South Central Texas. Working, and we finally got a little rain, and just watching the shit show unfold.
Right, right. Brother, how you doing, brother?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, temperatures are cooling off. You know, you kind of go sit out on your porch in the evenings and in the morning, drink your coffee. You know, just basically just my little world and my little circle is doing okay. The rest of the world, I don't know.
Right, I know. I know. There's a lot of crazy stuff. As you know, our governor got condemned today by the House of Representatives up in D.C. So the next phase is they're going to try to get her out. They're going to impeach her, which is in processing right now. and everything. But what do you guys think about that jet that went missing?
That's pretty odd. That's a pretty odd little deal there, I tell you that. Of course, every plane has a transponder on it and stuff, and you know, I think it was funny that the pilot ejected, well, the pilot and his wingman ejected. But, you know, I think maybe they're trying to make more of it. We don't know what happened yet, so we just need to calm down, see what comes out. You know, all that, everything nowadays is all digital this, digital that, and you know it can be hacked. And we bought a lot of the stuff that went into those jets came from China. So I'm not saying it wasn't a door and it wasn't hacked or something, but it's very strange that that plane would go down without a mayday or anything like that. It's best to keep an eye on. At least that's my thought.
Well,
the transponder gets cut off during combat training. When they're in combat mode and things like this, and the Marine Corps has a reputation for pushing things, mechanical objects, beyond their limitations, to see exactly what they can perform and what they can do and what they won't do. They did that with the Osprey. They did it with helicopters. They have always done it. So, and as far as the ejection, well, you know, like Russell said, you know, these components, they go haywire. They can be hacked or they can go haywire. Now, maybe the pilot may have gotten a false alert on his panel, you know, that the plane was on, the engine was flaming out, temperature was raising, the plane was fixing to explode or whatever, you know, and he punched out. He Martin Baker. And, you know, and the plane, you know, I mean, there's always, you know, there's maybe 30% mechanical failure, but there's 70% human error. I mean, human beings, you know, they're unpredictable. You know, I mean,
let that dude be back to his wingman there and accidentally.
That's possible,
you know,
too.
You know, or maybe he had some kind of a medical episode. I mean, they fly those things at Mach speed. They have to have special suits on that inflate their legs and keep the blood flowing to their brain and everything else. You know, it could have been some type of altitude or Mach speed induced psychosis or whatever. This has happened before. I mean, there are records of this happening before. You know,
They did find it in the cornfield. I was just reading it before we got on the air and everything, but and it's all in one piece.
Well,
so.
Whatever happened, okay, you're not going to get the complete truth because it's a military aircraft. It's got super secret technology on it. You're not going to, you know, and if they can find a way to blame the pilot, they're going to say human error until they fix the problem. They're not going to divulge a technical problem with a $100 million aircraft that might make it vulnerable, you know, to the enemy. You know, they're going to work to correct the problem. I mean, it's a $100 million mistake, but what's $100 million to this administration when they're fixing to give another $24 billion to the Ukraine and people in Maui are still waiting on $700 checks?
Right. And we got illegals flooding in right and left. They're everywhere. Massachusetts is screaming now.
I'm glad you brought that up, Russell. You know, I know y'all don't watch the propaganda and everything else, but oh boy, CBS News tonight did a really big story on firearms filtering down from America to drug cartels. Okay. Military grade firearms filtering down from America to the drug cartels in Mexico.
All military grade means is it was built by the lowest bidder.
Well, military grade, you know, that's what they refer to them as, but they showed some of these weapons on TV. Now, these are not things that you can go buy at the local gun show. These are things that are used in combat situations. And we've been touching on this, ladies and gentlemen. We've been touching on this for the longest. And these are not filtering in from the United States. They're filtering in through Colombia because Colombia has troops on the ground in Ukraine. And if they can send troops to Ukraine, Colombia, well, guess what? They can load whatever they want on their planes and bring it right back from the Ukraine to the Colombia, and it can go up Central America and end up in Mexico.
Mainly right here in the United States.
Military-grade armaments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, every now and then, you know, you watch these propaganda networks, and they tip their hand. They tip their hand.
Yep. I'm not surprised, you know. And, too, you know, with all these illegals coming in, you know, but in New York, Massachusetts, Wisconsin, and these are young men. There's no women. It's young men.
Well, I mean, we've been warning them.
They've got camps set up where they're taking these guys. They're being trained. We know we have failing regular officers just all over where I am here.
You're cutting out real bad, Russell.
We know there's a failing regular army on the ground here in Texas. I'm sure they've infiltrated to other states, too. We're being set up. Everybody's just standing around with their thumbs in their ass. And, of course, McCarthy's at his shit again. I mean, we're just going to pass a resolution to keep government open till November the 31st, you know. Everything is so corrupt. Oh, y'all remember the lady that Biden had nominated? What was it going to be, the Truth Bureau or something? Bureau.
Yeah,
of to monitor our free speech, you know, make sure we wasn't spreading different information. Well, you know, y'all remember she got shot down. She got her ass black kicked out of there, man. It was so bad that they didn't even try to do that again. But now Mr. DHS has come out and go, hey, don't worry about this. He goes, we're putting together the Department of Homeland Intelligence Committee that's going to monitor social media and stuff like that. And we will determine what's true and what's not true. And guess who's three of the top people on this panel? They're all CIA.
Yep.
They're all former CIA chief. I mean, Mr. Russia collusion, the one guy from the FBI. Was Comey? Maybe it was Comey and stuff. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. And people are just standing there and they don't really think this is happening, you know, just whatever the boob tube or device tells them. And I mean, I'm not even angry about it anymore. I'm just sitting here shaking my damn head going, well, you know, this is going to get real ugly.
Russell, you know, there's thousands and thousands of people who auditioned to be comedians, but I think you knocked them all out of the box when you said the chief of the Truth Bureau and Biden in the same sentence. I mean, that was just hilarious, brother. That was just hilarious. You should take that act on the road. You would make a fortune. Okay. You know, the Truth Bureau and Biden in the same sentence. I mean, that just cracked me up.
Yep.
Speaking, I'm glad you brought Biden up. Have you heard the latest on Hunter? Hunter is now suing the IRS and the IRS whistleblowers for
Surrendering his income tax, for surrendering his income tax returns.
It's a privacy thing. You invaded my, invaded ain't the word. What's the word I'm looking for, Virgil? Help me out.
Invasion of privacy.
Intrusion of privacy or something, or confidentiality.
Yeah.
It's along those lines.
Guys, you know, this is, like I tell you, I'm not even pissed off anymore. I'm just looking here and go, I have 7,500 what the fuck moments a day, and I just giggle about it and go on because this is beyond absurd. This is beyond absurd. I don't know we've drifted off into some kind of fucking twilight zone, and now we've got two generations of these young people that have been completely indoctrinated. I mean, just stupid to the point that they should have to carry a plant around with them to replace the oxygen they waste. I mean,
Russell, this IRS thing. Okay, let's get on this for a little while. Okay, now, do you think this is the first time the federal government has used income taxes to send somebody to prison? This all started with J. Edgar Hoover. And who was the first person they did it to? Al Capone.
Yes, sir.
Al Capone. Okay. And it was the Treasury Department that did it. Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, this, you know, they violated his privacy. What about Al Capone's privacy? You know, what about his? What about these other people that you have audited and then turned over to the Attorney General's office to be prosecuted for income tax evasion, failure to file income tax returns, and other things?
What about Al Sharpton? He never paid taxes. How come they didn't go after him?
Well, it's just the same thing. It's do as we say, not as we do, and all of this. Now, here is AOC. She done brought her ass out, skanky ass, from up under whatever rock she was living under, and she's going to come out and criticize Colorado Congress member Lauren Boebert for hugging and kissing at a public event and, you know, rubbing on her boyfriend at the theater in Colorado. Well, lewd sexual behavior in public. Well, where was all of this lewd sexual behavior in public when Biden was sniffing on little kids, grabbing little girls on their asses, okay, and all of this other shit? Where is all of that lewd behavior in public?
Well, you know? The Democrats are above the law. Unless you're Republican or Trump supporter, then
well, no,
you know,
it's the elitist. It's the uniparty elitist. It's whatever, you know. It's just like these police officers and sheriff's deputies. They go through this academy, and they get their little badge put on their chest, and all of a sudden, something happens. They go from being law enforcement officers to self-appointed little legislators and dictators.
Yep.
And I mean, this is what's going on in Baton Rouge Police Department right now. And they are lying through their teeth about everything that went on at that Brave Cave. Oh, we didn't know about this. We didn't. Bullshit. And they still haven't arrested the officers that were involved in it. They put two of them on administrative paid leave. But, you know, and, oh, we're investigating. Okay, cops investigating cops. Okay. That's, you know. That's like same thing, government investigating the government. The
right.
FBI is going to investigate the CIA, and they're going to turn it over to the DOJ, and the DOJ is going to bring the CIA to court, and then, oh, wait a minute, wait, hold up, National Security Act, we can't charge anybody, sorry, America, you know.
Right.
We'll just find somebody else to gun down stepping out of their pickup truck in the snow. You know?
What's the thing here? They're arresting cops now, you know, for drug trafficking, all kinds of stuff over here now.
An arrest, okay, you can arrest anybody, everybody all day long. An arrest is not a conviction. They're going to come up with a diversion to cover it.
Yep.
They're going to come up with a diversion to cover it.
Yep.
And then everything's going to go away. Everything is going to go away. Because we're forgetful. We look for the next good or bad point of excitement that's going to come over that idiot box, like Russell said.
Yep.
And it's going to be all forgot about.
I don't know.
All
I've been looking in every direction. With all this bullshit going on, it's like you said earlier, are we in the Twilight Zone or what? You know, I mean, it's one thing after another.
I mean, I'm ready to just take the blue pill and go back into the Matrix, because this bullshit here is completely unbelievable. At least they made it believable inside the Matrix,
right.
I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Please. You know,
I think it's too late to go back into the Matrix. I know, I was thinking the same thing earlier too. I was like, damn, you know, because me and a friend of mine were talking about that a few days ago. It's like, we ought to go back into the Matrix, man. This is bullshit.
Well, I mean, this bullshit here, Russell, it makes you want to hit yourself in the head with a hammer and put yourself in a coma.
Yep.
You know, at least you could be in a dream world. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you and Hurricane Ann running naked through a cane field with your arms open at each other in slow motion. I mean, you know. You know, works for me.
Right. But it's like the stunt the governor pulled over here with this gunman. It was a stunt, but now she's going to get her ass removed because of it. But it's like, well,
it's a diversion. She, William, she did what her programmers and handlers told her to do.
Exactly.
And there will be a big dog in the show and nothing will happen. Just like here in Texas. Just like here in Texas. Our Attorney General, Ken Paxton, was acquitted of all charges. I mean, what the fuck? Okay. You know, roll on Austin, Texas.
Right.
I mean, come on. If anybody that you know, whether they're on this show or whether they're just your next door neighbor or people you run up on randomly on the street, hi, Fred. Hi, Russell. Hi, this. If they got rammed up by the ATF, federal government and everything, on a gun charge, and had videoed themselves weighing crack cocaine, do you think that would be on CBS, CNN, and all of this? No. Their ass would be so far under the jail, you'd have to pipeline sunshine to their ass.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Without anybody being the wiser.
Yep.
Okay? But no, we're making a big deal out of this. We're making, you know, he's the president's son. So this and that and that and this. It's just like, okay, if Russell should all of a sudden win a $1 billion Powerball and decide, I'm going to run for president, and he pays for his own campaign, gets on the ballot and everything else, okay? He's going to virtually go unnoticed because he's an unknown. But if the chance that he, the remote chance that he wins the election, oh, brother, they're going to come out and they're going to advertise every time he had a case of jock itch and athlete's foot. They're going to dig into his life so deep, they'll be fucking waist deep, chop suey deep in China.
Well, it's like that trucker from what was it, a while back that ran, and he only spent $100 on his campaign, and he won. Remember that? And he won. Y'all remember that one?
Well, I remember something about it vaguely. Vaguely.
Go ahead, Russell. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good, brother. You're good, brother. I was just sitting here going, yeah, well, you know, running for office might be a bad idea, man. It might dig up what I did through some of my late 20s.
Yep. But I don't know. I mean, it seems that as the months are getting closer and everything, it's like people are getting more psycho, you know.
Well, it's going. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till 2024, January 2nd, 2024. That's when you got to listen real good. Everybody listen real good. January 2nd, 2024, you're going to hear those really fast three clicks. And Russell knows what I'm talking about. You're going to hear three clicks go real fast. And then, buddy, you're going to see a show. You're going to see a show.
Yeah. They're just trying to prepare for it right now, you know, from what I've seen. But
they've already prepared for it, Joseph. They've already prepared for it. The military-industrial complex, they made one mistake one time. They put all their eggs in one basket, the media, trashed Donald Trump down below the dirt, lower than the snake's belly, and tried to pump up Hillary, but it backfired on them. It backfired. Okay? Now, okay, what did Hillary say? Oh, well, if he doesn't accept the results of the election, well, he's just un-American, and he's this, and he's deplorable, and he's this. But what happened after Trump won? Oh, no, there was voter fraud. There was voter fraud from Obama on down. On down. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the whole crew came out. Outraged the media, you know. This asshole, this idiot asshole, this election is over. Over. Hillary is going to win. Over. And then all of these states started popping up red. Red, 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 red. And the next morning, how did this happen? How did this happen? You know, a free and fair election. Well, they're not going to risk having this happen again by having a free and fair election. This time, they have learned from their mistake, and they are not going to make any mistakes anymore.
That's right. Well, I'm probably getting ready to get set up for another lockdown. Coming your way pretty soon.
You know, the variant. You know, get your booster shot. You got your booster shot, Russell? Got your booster shot, William?
Don't forget those free burgers they're giving away, too.
Oh. Yeah, Russell. Are you going to go get one of those 1 cent burgers from Wendy's?
No. Oh. Didn't have.
Yeah, Soylent Green Meatpacking Plant.
Yep. Zombie burgers.
Soylent Green.
Yep.
You know, art can predict reality. I mean, you know, you know, I've harped on these movies a bunch of times, and you watch Soylent Green, and you watch what's going on now. You watch the Omega Man, two of the best Charlton Heston movies made since The Ten Commandments.
Well,
yep.
You know, The Simpsons are never wrong, and they had the Krusty Burger.
They're
breaking up.
It's made from cows that eat cows.
Made from cannibal cows. Okay. Yeah.
Cannibal cows. The news guy ate one and took a chunk out of Krusty's arm.
And then Krusty, you know, he bit him and infected him. You know, infection. You know, that's the thing people don't catch. You know, transmitted infection from this product. You know, people didn't catch that. Transmitted infection. Look what you got going on. A new pandemic is on the horizon. People are in the hospital dying again. You know. Well, where was this pandemic some 10 months ago? This new pandemic.
We wasn't coming up on an election year.
You know, everybody's being told, you get the jab, you're going to be fine. You don't have to worry about getting COVID anymore. Get the vaccine.
Did you hear the newest one? There's a new rumor going around that the next phase is going to be a climate vax. It's going to get vaccinated for climate change.
Oh, okay.
What?
You have to get vaccinated because of climate change. That's the new rumor that's going around from the news. They're going to require that everybody gets vaccinated.
They're making these new M95 masks that'll fit over your tailpipe of your car and tailpipes of semi trucks, and you know that's gonna knock out global warming. You know, and those masks are gonna catch all the exhaust.
They'll even catch your farts.
Let me ask y'all a very simple high school science question.
All right.
How necessary is it?
You're cutting out, so, Russell. You're cutting out really bad.
How necessary is it for the world, the earth, whatever you want to call it, to have CO2?
Okay, we heard CO2.
Oh, shoot. all right, so how important is CO2 to trees, growing plants, our way of life?
Oh, it's very important. You know, trees and plants breathe CO2.
These fuckers are trying to tell you that CO2 is bad. It's going to end the world. I rest my case. All that shit is stupid.
Well, you know, when they figure out how to put a catalytic converter on a volcano, you know, maybe I'll start buying some of this shit. But,
you know, the whole thing of it, man, science, nobody follows science. Whatever the media puts out there is science, I guess now. I don't know. But I'm telling you, if you paid any attention to basic science, physics, and that kind of stuff, you know, one or two things. Yes, there is climate change. There is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to sit right here, right now, and tell you there is climate change. But we know it better than weather, okay? It's been the same cycle over and over. There's many ice ages, this, that, one thing or another. It's just the normal thing that comes through. Does anybody remember the Dust Bowl of the 30s?
I was just fixing to say that, Russell.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is not, it's weather, all right? Fucking weather, and they're convincing you to buy these cars, electric cars, that are the shit to make batteries. They're basically mined by slaves. They're dangerous. They're dangerous to the human body. They burn up. And you know what? What's the difference? Why do they want to do away with all this stuff? I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very simple. You can't turn it off with a fucking switch.
That's right. That's right. And a little FYI for everybody out there considering these EVs, these electric vehicles, you know, and you're going to save the environment. Insurance companies, since all these fires and things taking place, if you intend to park this vehicle at your home, your homeowner's insurance is going to go up because you have a fire risk in your garage or in your driveway.
Well, you had right here in Houston, in parking garages, some of them now have signs before you enter them saying, no EV vehicle parking allowed due to fire hazards.
That is correct.
Wow. Yep.
And if you don't believe this can happen, all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get you an old laptop, old cell phone or whatever, and charge the battery on it. Fully charge the battery. Then take it out. Or any remote control car, a kid's toy. Take that battery, fully charged battery, out of there. Place it on the ground. Turn a ball peen hammer around to the ball side and beat the hell out of it and step back and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Okay? This thing will burst into flames. It will burst into flames. a lot of these garbage trucks. We've all heard about these garbage trucks catching on fire inside. You know? And how does this happen? How does that happen? It happens because people throw appliances or toys or whatever away that have these lithium batteries in them, and they get damaged when the garbage is compressed inside the truck, and they fracture.
Yep.
And they catch
yep.
fire. You know?
Yep.
And, I mean, they are, you know, for some things, like golf carts, children's toys, the little cars they ride around in, remote control cars, okay, fine, go ahead. Flashlight batteries, rechargeable, go ahead. But not an automobile, not with today's flawed technology, not with today's, you know, America has recalled more defective automobiles than anyone in the world. Anyone mm-hmm. in the world.
And these are electric cars being recalled.
And, you know, oh, yeah, you can't put them out. Once that magnesium gets to burning, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know what happens if you try to put a magnesium fire out with water? It explodes.
Mm-hmm.
It literally explodes. It becomes a bomb. And, I mean, people, you know, you need to start using your brains. You need to start looking what's going on around here. Okay? These people are playing you like a cheap harmonica. You know, and you're dancing to their tune every day. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Russell, I'm going to give you an example of how they have wised up. You know how when you used to fill out your W-2 form, at your new employment or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that little box at the bottom you could check to say exempt?
Yep.
They don't have that anymore.
They removed it.
They removed it. So you have to realize, people, you know, I don't like watching this propaganda, but I got to watch it. I got to watch it because I got to catch them slipping up. That's how you catch them in a lie. You know these people are lying. It's real simple to tell if they're lying because their mouth is moving and noise is coming out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just exactly what lies they are telling now. But I'm a firm believer, Russell, that Chinese spy balloon was not a spy balloon. It was a bomber aircraft. And some kind of way they released an agent, and we're not being told about it, that made everybody in America retarded. A new weapon of mass destruction, a retard bomb. You know, because I cannot believe, you know, that everybody is just sitting there just putting up with this shit, just watching this shit. And not doing anything about it. Not doing anything.
Well, you know, Virgil, man, I mean, history does repeat itself, man, because isn't that what the Jewish people in Germany did?
Well, oh, yes.
We'll vote them out. We'll get the people in there. We'll vote them out. Oh, well, they only want our guns. Oh, they only want us to wear this little star. You know, they can, they can fly it all the way to the gas chambers.
First, it started out with, well, all these weapons that everybody has, that everybody hoarded after World War I, we need to get these weapons registered, you know, for criminal purposes, so these don't fall in the hands of the criminals. We have to know where these weapons are at and how many you have. Okay, everybody fell for it. Everybody, okay, yeah, we're going to, anti-crime, you know, nobody wants crime. Everybody wants to prevent crime. So we're going to go to the police station with all our guns, and they're going to write down our names, addresses, serial numbers on all these guns. Okay, then here it comes. All people must turn in their firearms. All German people must turn in their firearms, including the Jewish, German Jews. Okay? And they kept a record of this, and they had accounted. Okay, well, Schultz didn't turn in his World War One Luger. Let's go to his house and kick his door in. Okay, once all the guns were taken, then that's when the propaganda started that the Jews are ruining the economy, the Jews are ruining Germany, the Jews this, the Jews that, the Jews that. Okay, we're going to have to relocate the Jews now for their own safety. So nose up into this rail car, and we're going to take you to this nice place with free showers, you know, and multi-bed condominiums and everything. Oh, and we're going to put you to work. We're going to give you a job. Okay, and it's going to be, you're going to be able to labor your troubles away. And the next place they saw was Auschwitz. And it was the last fucking place they saw. It was the last fucking place they saw.
Kind of like what they're trying to do now with these syndicates, getting all set up for it with the guillotine and everything else.
Well,
you know.
Oh, that's not for executing people, William. That's for slicing bologna. You know, that's for slicing bomb shelter bologna and bomb shelter cheese. You know, because it doesn't use any electricity. It just uses kinetic energy and gravity to fall down. You know, you can slice it as thick as you want.
Right.
And then they're gonna take your body, and they're gonna ship it out, and they're gonna make Krusty Burgers out of it, and sell them at Wendy's for a penny a piece.
Or McDonald's. Ooh, boy.
McDonald's is already serving Soylent Green. You didn't see the mix video?
That's why I quit going to McDonald's a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yep. They're discovering it in hot dogs too, that there's human DNA in hot dogs.
Well,
what the hell? You know?
I don't know. I'm just I'm fresh out of fuck to give about any of it. Been on here, we told everybody, and you still have these motherfucking idiots running around going, we're going to get them this election, or the Republicans are going to save us, or, look, they're going to impeach Biden, motherfuckers, please.
Well, that was just like that Q shit everybody bought. Oh, there's going to be 144,000 indictments. And where did they get that number 144,000 from? You know where they got that from, Russell?
The Bible.
You know what? The Bible.
Yep.
Okay. 144,000 indictments. And there's going to be military trials, and there's going to be this, and there's going to be that. Yeah, right. Okay. Right. Yeah. And I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to put a bunch of little searchlights up in the air, and I'm going to wait for the aliens to bring back Elvis. Thank you very much.
I'll kidnap one of us, one of the other.
Well, like the Mimi said, it's not kidnapping now. It's a rescue mission.
Yeah, I posted that the other day. Yep.
Oh, and now the other distraction, bringing that up. Did you hear about the family that saw the 10-foot-tall aliens walking across their lawn?
Yeah, I saw that.
Joseph, relatives of yours?
No, not mine.
I mean, you're not having a family reunion you didn't tell us about, huh?
Well, somebody, I think somebody was doing a little walk through a dairy field and got the wrong mushrooms.
Either that, or Willie Nelson made an airdrop somewhere, or Winnebago drop somewhere. You know, I mean, you know, whatever. But you know, I know this. I am seriously thinking about getting one of those alien costumes and walking through the neighborhood with it. I'm serious. I am serious. I'm serious. Walk around there dressed up like one of those aliens with a stopwatch and see how long it takes before you hear the sirens. Or we can grab Joseph and strip him naked and make him walk through town. You know.
No, man. That's a cruel and unusual punishment.
You know. Rig up a fake flying saucer. You know, make it look like it landed in a sugar cane field, and have Joseph walk out naked. You know. Oh man, I bet you look. I'll bet you.
Me and my bed?
Huh? I'm serious, and I'll walk right behind you. I'll walk right behind you, and I'll smear green jello all over my place and screw a light bulb in my ass, novelty light bulb that blinks, you know, in my ass, and, you know, take me to your leader, and, you know, I bet we could flip some people out. I bet there'd be some people grabbing the Bibles. I bet you there would
be,
you know.
Yep. The first thing, well, see, we have
Yeah, I told a guy today that I met, you know, over there at the new place I'm fixed to go to work. He's got to go on jury duty, and he wants to know how to get out of it. And I told him, I said, well, just go in there and tell the judge you're a Jehovah's Witness. And I said, he's going to tell you to get out the courtroom. Poor guy. Why do I do things like that? Joseph, you're cutting out real bad. You're cutting out real bad. Cut your fan off or whatever you got on.
I got a pretty good laugh the other day, man. I was there on the side of the road. The crew was working and stuff, and I was doing some notes. I was fucking sitting there writing up, and this woman walks up to me. I see her coming towards me out of my peripheral vision. She walks up to me. She goes, "Excuse me, sir." And I jumped and kind of took a sharp breath. I go, "You can see me?" And that lady just turned around and walked on.
You see, that's what we call fun. You see, now you don't give me the idea to do that. You know, I'm gonna go stand in the exit door of a Walmart, and when somebody says "excuse me," I'm gonna look at them and say, "You know, you can see me? Oh my God!" And I'm gonna start fiddling with a fake watch or something. You know, like damn, the battery isn't going.
All right, well, hey guys, I gotta go. I got an early day tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Tomorrow. Y'all are watching this shit show unwind just like the rest of us. And we told you what's coming. It's all there. It's all blatantly out there now. There ain't no hiding from it. The rats are looking for ways off the ship. I tell you what, if you give a fuck about anything, kids, grandkids, what you need to find a spine. I love you guys. Thank you guys for saying this, Gunny. I'm out of here.
Later, man. Joseph, I don't know what's wrong with your microphone or headset or whatever, but you got every other word coming in. You sound like... Well, I don't know what's going on. Are you on the computer or are you called in on your phone? Huh? Well, your cell phone connection is going bad then. But good night, everybody. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Good night.